IBM makes buildings cognitive with Watson IoT. Claire Penny is global industry leader at Watson IoT for buildings. She started as an environmental manager in 2000, working for the real estate and site operations group, which is responsible for managing IBM's real estate portfolio. In 2008, Claire and her colleague, Niall Bradley, embarked on an innovation project to take data from air handling units and chillers. It was an energy-saving and environmental project, using Lean Six Sigma as its basis to understand how the equipment was running so that we would make sure it was running effectively, Claire explains. The project resulted in saving both energy and money in operations. The project led to an IT product, and therefore the people in IBM's software group wanted Claire to join them as their leader. IBM is predominantly a software and services company, but their interest in real estate technology is nothing new. They've had software solutions, especially for property management, for some time. The natural progression for us is the explosion of IoT devices. We take advantage of the dynamic data from energy, airflow, VOCs, and so on. Traditional systems deal with static metadata that does not change that often. We add richness to that data with IoT and tie the two together, says Claire. IBM is notorious for its artificial intelligence platform, Watson. The reason why IBM now uses an AI platform for processing IoT data is quite practical. Traditional software solutions thrive in scenarios that are prescriptive and predictable. The IoT landscape is fast and furious, producing huge amounts of data. Regular software cannot manage that successfully. Claire defines AI as a cognitive system that is not programmed. We use the machine learning capabilities in Watson and the Watson IoT platform. From streaming IoT data, Watson learns and can be taught about a building and how factors, such as weather and the number of people, affect its technical systems and performance. Based on the analysis, the cognitive building can adjust the, for example, heating and ventilation proactively. Tesco Ireland demonstrates the power of machine learning. The 160 Tesco stores with 100.956 data objects produced 678 terabytes of IoT data in a year. With IBM's help, the retail company could reduce the amount of energy used by chillers and indoor refrigerators by 20%. The results were so compelling that Tesco are starting to roll the solution out across all their stores. And if the same percentage level of savings are observed at across the entire UK and Ireland, stores could result in financial savings of up to £20 million in 1 year. IBM also has corporate clients that are looking at historic and real-time IoT data to learn how their spaces and meeting rooms are used. That enables them to rethink how they stack their buildings and use the spaces. How should property owners and users start using the new IoT and machine learning technologies? Claire suggests that they should start by evaluating and understanding the information that they already have about their buildings. Next, they should define what they want to achieve, the use case and the value. The low-hanging fruits could include, for example, predictive maintenance and use of space. They should then study what kind of data and data sources for the use case they already have, for example, in their building management system. If that data is not sufficient or accurate enough, they can start supplementing it with IoT devices. Additional meters or PRI devices are cost-effective and can provide the much-needed data granularity. If they want to drill down and know, for example, how many office desks are in use and where they are, they need to invest in under-desk sensors. Ultimately, they'll have to pull all the information together. Claire recommends using one secure platform for storing and analyzing the data to gain insight about the building and its users. Startups play an important role in the IoT transformation. We absolutely embrace startups and what they can offer, Claire explains. They have a fresh look on things, and that's where disruption often comes from. They are a very important part of the ecosystem. A lot of IoT technologies that we use are coming from startups. IBM offers the Bluemix platform on the cloud for startups to develop their solutions. There's a shift to not precluding, but including people. Having the capability to use the building data as an employee, as a user, is becoming much more prevalent in the next 5 years, Claire believes. natural language processing will be an essential part of the building's user interface. Another big change will come when BIM data, the digital twin of the building, is connected to the building's life cycle. How a design performs will not be a matter of opinion, but clearly understood from IoT data and employee feedback. This will allow us to create more enjoyable and productive work environments.